Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And to Russia Eats is brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. $2.25. $2.25 is what a lawsuit has been filed over. A credit card fee at a Twin Cities restaurant group, Crave. And you know, the Crave restaurants are all over the place. It's part of a restaurant group. And this lawsuit was filed by someone who said she wasn't given enough notice. A customer who said she was forced to pay an extra $2.25 for dinner and cocktails at Crave's downtown Minneapolis location. Her bill came to $108.69. She was upset about this $2 credit card fee that has been attached to her bill. So, obviously, like, filing a lawsuit over $2 is interesting to me. I'm curious what you think about this. When Minnesota and the legislature at the start of the year banned junk fees, and we've seen the benefits of this, right? Like the $15 or 15% takeout fee is gone, the 10% this fee, the do I tip and do I do that stuff, like it's all gone away for the most part. But the credit card fee is allowed under Minnesota law. The question is, you know, did Crave properly disclose it? To me, it seems like they did, but that'll be up to a judge and a jury to decide. But I was curious what you guys think about these fees. When we've gotten rid of all the other fees, to me, it seems a little silly to keep this one thing still around. Ross is in Eden Prairie on the CCO Talk and Text line. Ross, what do you think about these credit card fees?
I hate them. Jason, thank you. I love the show. But on this topic, I have two points of view. First of all, these restaurants, I think, are struggling to figure out how to implement the fees. Because last time I checked, you don't pay tax on a credit card fee. But every time I've seen it and I do the calculation, they're taxing us on it. So now,
agreed,
I'm giving more money.
I totally agree. I've seen the same thing where you're like, I'm pretty sure you guys are taxing this wrong. But yep, go ahead.
The other thing I don't like, I was out to dinner at a pretty nice restaurant last week in St. Paul, and they were offering a 5% discount if I pay with cash.
Right.
And so we rang up a $200 dinner tab, and I was like, well, hey, you know, that's $10. I could just give that to the server and make their day instead of giving money to the government or somebody else or the credit card company. Unfortunately, the server spent the better part of 15 minutes walking around the restaurant hitting up the chefs and the other servers to try and get enough change to give me change back. I gave him $300 for a $250 tab, and nobody had the money to give me the change. So if you're going to do that, you got to be prepared.
That's really... Oh, that's so frustrating. And the law only allows you, you know, the discount is sort of the way that places used to do it, right? Where they, you know, and again, that is essentially a fee, but you just, you know, you phrase it as a discount. To charge the fee, you have to also accept cash. So many vendors only accept credit cards. And if you only accept credit cards, you cannot charge the fee. To me, when we've stripped out all the other fees, let's just get it over with and put the credit card. I get it. Like the fees restaurants have to pay, it sucks. Like these credit card companies really are raking the small business over the coals here. But that is the cost of business. And maybe it's time that we all learn like really what it costs instead of trying to hide these things in a credit card fee. I don't know. That would be preferable to me. What do you think?
I agree completely. It just seems like it's gotten out of hand. On the other hand, I understand, you know, these restaurants, their margins are so low to begin with. They got to look for every opportunity to squeeze a little bit more margin. So it is a business they have to run. We want them to be successful because we love the food and we love the experience. But it just feels like there's got to be a better way.
Very good. Ross, thank you. Thanks for listening and for hanging on. Dan is in Blaine on the CCO Talking text line. Dan, credit card fees, 2.5%. You know, on a $100 bill, it's, you know, $2, $2.50. Not that significant, although some places are charging 3, 3.5. A texter says 4% is seen. They've seen 4%. What do you think about it?
Jason, I'm an old curmudgeon. I hate all of those charges. I just want to go into a restaurant, see what the price of the item is, and then tip accordingly on my service if I want to pay cash. I was at the St. Paul Saints game yesterday, and that's cashless. So they didn't get a dime out of me for anything. I'm so sick of places not taking cash anymore myself. But all these extra fees, it's a turnoff to where I don't even go anywhere anymore unless it's a drive-through Arby's or something. And I used to go all the time out and loved it. But with all this extra stuff added on, I'm sick of it. And that's why some of these restaurants are closing, because people are sick of the fees and stuff. You know, a $100 bill should be a $100 bill, not $120. So I'm old.
Yeah.
I admit it. I'm old. I got to get with the times, but I'm just sick of it. You know what I mean?
Well, it's not just old people, Dan. I mean, I think everybody, one of the most popular things the legislature did in the last session was getting rid of those junk fees. And to me, I understood why the restaurants and why, you know, you see this at like a sporting event, you know, in concerts and all of these things. And I understand like how these fees sort of started. It's because we are, you know, we're price sensitive, and we are price sensitive only in regard to the sticker price. So if you go to a restaurant and you see a burger that costs $12, you tell your friend, oh, it costs $12, instead of saying it costs $12 plus $2.40 tip plus 10% city tax. Plus, you know what I mean? Like we don't plus it in our mind. So I get why they added these fees. But at this point, hanging on the credit card fee, it feels silly to me because we've been sort of told like we're done with the fees.
Right. And I'm a great tipper, too. So it's just kind of, it doesn't balance out right. You know, I'd rather give the hostess or host or the server a great, great tip than give 2% to the credit card. That's the price of doing it.
Well, my son is a server, and he's always got a lot of cash. So he is ready to make change. If anybody goes to his restaurant in Maple Grove and wants to give a good tip, he is going to take it at the Lotus. Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it.
Jason, your kids are awesome, Jason. Take care.
Oh, thank you, Dan. I think so. You guys only hear the good.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good stuff. 651-461-9226. A texter pointing out that the legislature didn't get rid of the fees, but they require the fees to all be disclosed in advance on the page with the ticket, with the price. So the disclosure would have to be so aggressive where you'd have to show the total price. So you'd have to show the burger at $12 and then say plus 10%. You'd have to put that on every line. It would be too confusing. So they sort of got rid of it. They got rid of it. Texters saying, let's get rid of cards and I'll go back to using cash. I mean, part of the deal is that we all want these. We want the rewards, right? We want the rewards. So you use your cash to get your or you use your card to get your miles or get your points or get your whatever. Well, who do you think's paying for the points? And for the, it's not Visa. It's, you know, Peg's Diner is who's paying for it. Jason, maybe restaurants should just call them tariffs and then everybody will accept them. Maybe so. I think this lawsuit is a little ridiculous. You guys know, like, obviously I'm empathetic to the restaurant's concern here, but I think we just, everyone's in the same boat. Just give it up. Just put it in the cost. It is what it is. You don't charge a fee for whatever you have to pay to open table or whatever you have to pay for your electricity. The cost is what the cost is. That's our DeRussia Eats Talker for a Thursday. We invite you, if you like interviews with local chefs, local movers and shakers and farmers in the food world, to subscribe to our podcast, DeRussia Eats, has long-form interviews with people in the Minnesota food scene. It's available on the Odyssey app, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, wherever you get podcasts. Just search DeRussia Eats, and you can check out some of those interviews. Good stuff up there with Yia Vang. Great interview with the family that runs Kwong Restaurant, which is just, they almost never do an interview. It's a fascinating family story. So I'd love it if you would check out some of those episodes of DeRussia Eats. We will break and come right back. Why not, Dan? Why don't we take a break and let's talk about the Aquatennial Parade. They canceled it yesterday. Did they screw up by canceling the parade yesterday? We'll talk about that in just a minute here on Drive Time.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.